Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Hei Omer Aleph, and we begin Simin Ayin Aleph, which deals with the halachos of an ovel, a person who, Rachmano Litzlan, has lost one of the seven relatives who you sit shiva for, and his dealings with taking care of the mace, and his, therefore, exemption from Kriya Shema. And the Mechaber begins, Misha Meis Lo Meis, Rachmano Litzlan, if somebody unfortunately suffers a loss in the family, and this is the type of a person who you have to be Misavalolov, Shu Chayv Lisavalolov, the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph tells us the seven Krovim, Heim Shiva Krovim, the famous seven relatives. Person Rachmana Litzlan loses, a father, a mother, Ova Aim, Bein Rabas, a son or a daughter, Och, the Ochos, a brother or a sister, and the Ishto, and his wife, his spouse. For a woman, the same din would apply. Except here we're talking about Kriya Shema, which we said women are exempt from, so this is specifically looking at it from the man's point of view. In terms of Avelus, will the same dinim apply, a husband and a wife, one for the other. So the Mechaber is telling us if somebody is in a position where he's taking care of one of the seven relatives that he has to take care of, afilu eino mutal olav lekovro, even though he's not exactly directly himself personally involved with the actual burial details, nevertheless, potum Kriya Shema, umitvila, such a person in this state which is called aninus, the period of time before the burial, the ovel isn't called an ovel, he's called an onain. And during this period of time until the burial, he's exempt from the saying of Kriya Shema and from Shmona Esrei, from davening. The Mechaber continues, v'afilu imrotz lahachmir al atzmo, even if the person wishes to be stringent upon himself, v'likros, and to read the Kriya Shema, eino rashoy. The Mechaber says it's not proper to do so. We'll explain a lot of these dinim in great detail in the Mishneh Berurah. However, he brings down another opinion that says, if there is someone else taking care of all the details of the Nebuch, the dead person, the tzarchi kvura, all of the burial details are being taken care of, and he wishes to be machmir on himself and read Kriya Shema, that we don't protest. Ein mochem biyado. And the Ramah says, look for this din in additional detail in Yoredeya, Simen Shin Mem Aleph. That's Sif Aleph, and that's the entire amount of Shulchan Aruch that we'll be doing today. Now the rest of the shiur will be spent on looking at the Mishneh Berurah and some of the Dirshu footnotes. Siv Katan Beis, the Mishneh Berurah states, Eino mutol. He isn't actually taking care of the burial details. Kagon, for example, Shemesa Achoso, Hanisua Laval. For example, his sister passes away, Rachmano Litzlan, and she's married to someone else. And the Baal is Chayiv Latapik Varosa, and her husband is obligated to take care of all the burial arrangements. So, Potter, we said that the person is Potter still, nevertheless, from saying Kriya Shema, Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah writes, V'im Kora Eino Yotze. If in fact he read it, he's not Yotze, because he's not obligated then. V'tzorich Lachzor V'likros Achar HaKvura. And for example, if this was done early in the morning, he read early in the morning, they bury the person shortly afterwards, and it's still Zman Kriya Shema, so the person who has read Kriya Shema is still obligated to say again Kriya Shema, because he wasn't Yotze the first time. And this is based upon the Chidusha Reb Kiva Eger. Dirshu footnote number one brings down that we had discussed this a little bit in yesterday's share. He says the same thing over here applies in regards to Megillah. If a person was not obligated in the Megillah because of Aninus, and he read the Megillah, and then after the burial takes place, he has to go and listen to the Megillah again. The Chai Yodim brings down that he should read it the second time without a bracha for the daytime reading of the Megillah, but for the nighttime reading of the Megillah, he brings down from the Ramah that you should make a bracha. Although the Mishneh Berurah seems to argue with this because he says the Ikra Simcha Bipurim is during the daytime. And therefore, came a laila inu shone mishar lelo shecholim olav dine aninus upatur osmi kriyas megillah. And the Mishneh Berurah seems to say, though, that even at night time he's exempt, and therefore we'd have to read it a second time. He would even say a bracha. And we discussed other halachos that the onen would be patur from. Does he have to or does he not have to repeat? In yesterday's shir, ayin sham. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishneh Berurah says that you're exempt as well from the tvila. And he writes, V'chein mikol ha-brachos, and as well from all other brachos. Afilu birchatzanen, even brachos that you make on getting hanoah from this world. For example, taking a drink of water, taking a piece of cake, etc., etc. And umikol mitzvos ha-muros b'Torah, and as well all other mitzvos that are written in the Torah. The issue footnote number two brings down, if you did make a bracha, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, in the name of Tosos, she'asu lanu sachar amen. Somebody doesn't have the right to answer amen to that bracha because that's a bracha of atola, actually. That's how strongly this person is exempt from making these brachos. V'imberach lahotzi acher midechova, if he was being motzi somebody else, so Shulchan Aruch later on says, shelo yotzi dechova, the other people weren't yotzi as well. Because he's exempt, so therefore he can't be yotzi somebody else. However, the bracha of Baruch Dayanu Emes, that the onen is allowed to say, and that's what we usually do when we rip kriya, it's before the burial, and you are, as an onen, permitted to make that bracha. So says the Geshur HaChaim, as well as others. The footnote continues and brings down a machlokas whether this is true as well for making the hatova native, or under certain situations, technically you're obligated to make a shechianu, and this is a machlokas. In regards to learning Torah, the onen is different than an avel. The avel is not allowed to learn any Torah except that which is related to Avelus. The onen is even stricter. He's only allowed to learn those halachos that are necessary for him right now, that are halacha l'maisa. Dishu footnote number 3 brings down that even though normally, under normal circumstances, a person is not allowed to benefit from this world without making a bracha, here, that's not the case. One might have thought that this is like a lo saseh, a negative commandment, and therefore the onen is obligated in all of the negative commandments. He's not allowed to eat treif, he's not allowed to steal, he's not allowed to do all sorts of other negative commandments. So one might have said, getting benefit from this world is being over a negative commandment, that you're not allowed to get benefit from this world without making a bracha. So he explains that it really is a positive commandment, that you have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is really a bittul of an asay, which you are obligated or allowed to be mevatel under these circumstances of aninus. Dishu footnote number 4 brings down in regards to a tanis tzibur, Rachman of Litzan, if a person is aninus on a tanis tzibur, he is required to fast, because this is also sha'onen chayiv lesanus, you are obligated over here to fast, kivin shehi mitzvah she'ein tzorich lasuk, because you're not doing something, you're just refraining from eating. In regards to Ner Chanukah, your wife should light for you in these circumstances. If he doesn't have a wife to light for him, he can light the candles, but he shouldn't make a bracha. If his wife did light for him, and then the burial occurs, so he was already yotzei with that mitzvah, and he shouldn't light on his own again. In regards to Sfirat HaOmer, the Noda Behuda brings down a famous discussion, and he's unsure what to do, and he says, since it really doesn't take very long to say tonight is the fifth day of the Omer, so in that situation, he should be saying it, but not make a bracha, and then he can continue the rest of the nights counting with a bracha. Finally, in regards to putting on a talis katan, Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that he is allowed to wear a talis katan. He just, would not make the bracha on it. The reason you can put on the talis katan, because it doesn't look like you're doing a real mitzvah. The aim bezeh pigia b'kovod ha-meis. And this doesn't show a disrespect for the meis, that you're involved in doing mitzvos when the time you should be mourning and attending to the needs of the meis. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, however, imrot zelecho pas, if a person doesn't want to eat bread, after einu tzorich levarich hamotzi, he's not allowed to make the hamotzi, as we just said. Nevertheless, mikol mokum tzorich lito yodov, he does have to wash his hands, because that's a sakana not to wash your hands. Velo yivarech al natila, but he doesn't make a bracha on this. And this is brought down in the name of the Birkei Yosef in your day. V'miyesh chabura be'ir, sheno agim shekatofim yuchodim lotzi hameis, it is a chever kadisha that really takes care of all of the details, including the carrying out of the meis. U'la'achashin es asku akrovim and after the basic needs of the mace are being taken care of, and they essentially hand over the mace to the Chevra Kadisha, and the Chevra Kadisha carries the mace out to the actual burial grounds and buries the person. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishim Asaru Lahem, as soon as you hand over the mace to them, and you're, so to say, no longer involved in the burial, Miyad Chayav B'chol HaMitzvos, now you are obligated in doing all of the mitzvos. Vafilu kodem shotziyum yabayis, and even if they haven't yet taken the mace out of the house, sheshuv eino mutol aleihem, the mace is no longer their obligation, the Chevra Kadisha is now taking care of all of these details, and therefore you are now obligated like an ovel in all of the mitzvos. And under these circumstances where the Onanim don't go out to the burial grounds, they're not really going out with the Chevra Kadisha, so then it's not right that they should wait until the burial is done. The takev kishin is pashu im achabura kadisha. Once the chaver kadisha really takes over and you're not involved anymore, biat makom kvura, and they're taking the mace to the burial grounds and you're no longer going there, b'noslem kol atzos v'sachrichim, and you've taken care of everything that you have to take care of at that moment, chayovim l'spal, the obligation now to say kriyashman to daven is in effect. The omnum, the form of shadayin eino shavim b'ezem okom ikberu. However, if things aren't fully taken care of, for example, they're not 100% sure where to bury him, who kavodu shel meis, and this would be a lack of kavod for the meis if you weren't involved in this, or if their hesbedim, their eulogy is still going on, then azai potu, then you remain exempt as an onain, and you're not yet called an ovel. The takev acharzeh, as soon as this is done, then mutul l'spalo v'chayev. At that point, you would be allowed, and in fact obligated, to go and daven. But if you don't have a Chevra Kedisha that's taking care of every single thing, the Avelim are allowing the Chevra Kedisha to maybe run the show, but the Avelim are going there, and they're going to be by the burial site, and they're going to maybe shovel some of the dirt onto the coffin as well. Even though other people are doing most of the work, this is what most of the time occurs by us, that the Avelim aren't necessarily doing everything, but they remain in their status of Aninus until the burial is complete. Until they put the actual dirt upon the coffin, and at that point, there is a discussion in terms of some dinim from the beginning of putting the dirt on till the end of putting the dirt on, but lemaisa, they're not obligated to daven until the coffin is fully covered up. At that point, technically, as soon as the dirt is started to be thrown on it, the ovel is allowed to leave and go and daven. Our minhag is that the ovel actually waits until all the dirt is completed, and then he goes and is now obligated, and if there's still time to say Kriya Shema, there's still time to daven, he would daven immediately right then and there, as soon as he can get to a place where it's permissible to daven. The Mishnah Berurah says this now, and if this is right at the time at the end of the Zman for Kriya Shema, which is the end of a fourth of the day, which is 3 hours into the day, and this is of course Shol Zmanios, depending on whether it's the winter or the summer, and if he were to daven from the very beginning, if he started saying the Brachos and Psukah de Zimra, he would miss the Zman of Kriya Shema. Yikro Kriyashma, he should say Kriyashma below Brachos, without the Brachos, to be Yotze Kriyashma, and then V'yachal Kachispalo Kiseide, then he can go back and daven everything in the right order, and he's even allowed V'yikari Oda Pam Kriyashma Ma Brachos, as we've already pointed out beforehand. Even though you're Yotze, you're ready the mitzvah Kriyashma, you're allowed to say Kriyashma again when you say the Brachos of Kriyashma and the Shmoneh Esrei. The Ibnim Shach Aninus Ad Liachar Arba Shos, and if the Aninus is stretching till the end of the fourth hour, which is the end of Zman Tfilah, at least Lechat Chila, in this situation, the das of the Morgan Avram is that the Birchas HaShachar, the Hainu Masha Kodim Baruch Shamar, all of the things before Baruch Shamar, you're no longer allowed to say. Lo Yomrim Af Sheyesh Lo Pnai. You're not allowed to say them even though you have time. Because, Kivan Shebirchas Shebishas Ikar Chiyuvo, at the time that you are obligated, which is during the first 4 hours of the day, Shu Boker, that's called the morning, Hayaz Pati, you were exempt because you were still an Onin at that point in time. Therefore, you shouldn't say them even now. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yesh Chokim. There are those that disagree with this. With Safik Brachos Lahakel, and the bottom line is, since the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't say them, and even though others say you should, Safik Brachos Lahakel, with some exceptions. The Mishnah Berurah says the exceptions are Zulas Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah you definitely have to say, and also the Brachos of Shaloh Asani Goy, Shaloh Asani Ovid, Shaloh Asani Isha. These Brachos, Osun Brachos, even the Magen Avraham says you would be permitted to say them. However, we don't put on tefillin, that the entire first day of Avelus, Aninus and Avelus together, you don't put on tefillin. And then, even though it's after 4 hours, you can say the Shmoneh Esrei, because b'di'evid, you can say the Shmoneh Esrei to Chatzot. So v'yispalol ayud ches brachos levad, just say Shmoneh Esrei. However, the brachos of Kriya Shema, we've already learned in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Ches, the kfar over zmanam, after 4 hours it's too late, and therefore you shouldn't say those according to the Mishnah Berurah over here. However, he brings down at the end of Sof of Sim Nun Ches, he brought down the Mishnah Berurah there, that those that say you can say it, Mutalo Lomar Av Birkas Kriya Shema Antu Chatzos, Kivan De Ba'onis Over Asman, because you didn't do anything wrong. So here certainly you fit into the category of an accident, an ones, and therefore you would be allowed to say the Brachos of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema Antu Chatzos. However, you certainly can still say Psukah de Zimra, as we've already learned previously in the Chidusha Reb Chiya Eger. If you're still within the 4 hours, which is Shushlish Hayom, which is a third of the day, however, it's Samach Luzmanahu, it's close to the end of the 4th hour, if you said everything, you would miss the Zman for Shmoneh Esrei, and you'd be saying Shmoneh Esrei after the 4 hours, if you said everything, so then, Yedalik Psukah de Zimra. So skip the Psukah de Zimra. As we've already learned in Siman Nun Beis, the halachas, if somebody comes late to shul, what he should do, b'din ach eichar lovel beis haknes, is what you should do in those situations. However, he says, do not skip the Kriya Shema and the brachos, that you're not allowed to do. Afshayideizeh, l'spaloshman esrei achar shlush hayom, even though that will cause you to say Shmoneh Esrei after a third of the day, after 4 hours. Od kasav derech chayim. Then the Mishnah brings down furthermore from the derech chayim that those brachos shlos ani goy, shlos ani ovish, shlos ani isha, and birchas haTorah simanim kol hayom. There's man to be saying them is really all day long, and even after chatzos im nikbar, if the burial occurred after chatzos, you're still allowed to say them. However, Shmona Esrei lo yispal rak ad chatzos lo yosir. But Shmona Esrei you can only say until chatzos. At least Shachris you can only say until chatzos. Gam ein tzorich lahashlem musar tefilas betefilas asmucha. And you wouldn't say two Shmona Esreis by mincha time is a makeup Shmona Esrei, a tashlum Shmona Esrei. Why not? Kigon im lo yispal Shachris lo yashlem by mincha. For example, if the person miss Shachris, he wouldn't say two Shmona Esreis by mincha. Why? Normally the rule is if you miss Shachris, you're allowed to say two Shmona Esreis by mincha. But here it's different. The lo domi l'shacha chonenas. This is not like the normal case where somebody forgot, or there something came up, and he wasn't able to daven shachris, then he could say two minchas. Lo spalu shachris, the mashlimu b'mincha. Why? Because ha'asom b'emes ha'yim u'chuyiv. Rak sh'ayidei siba lo spalu. Because if he was obligated, and something came up, he forgot, he wasn't able to do it for whatever the reason, other than malignantly not wanting to do it, maliciously saying, I'm not going to say it, then you don't have the right to say a tashlumin. But if an accident comes up, or even if you were forgetful or lazy, so then you are allowed to say two Shmona Esreis as a tashlumin, but that doesn't apply over here, because in all of the other situations, you were obligated. Masha ein kein kan, here, they have a potu midin. You were exempt because you were an onain. V'chein adin b'mincha marav, and the same exact thing would apply by mincha and marav. If a person misses them because of aninos, he doesn't have an obligation, and is therefore not allowed to say two Shmona Esreis at the next tefillah for tashlumin. This is only true if the entire period of time that tefillah was supposed to be daven. For example, Shachris starts from roughly a little bit after Olos HaShachar up until the end of 4 hours of the day, or maybe to Chatzos. So the burial occurred at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the person passed away Nebuch the night before. So the entire period of Shachris you were exempt. Kigon Shemesa Mutalafonah Meolos HaShachar Deir Pnei Amizroch At Achar Chatzos. As I just said, you were exempt during the entire period of time of Shachris. Then this din applies that there is no tashlumin. But if you passed away after Shachris had already started, even though you hadn't davened Shachris, you could go and Achashir Kobne Amizrak, the Mace Demach died at 8 o'clock in the morning. So you were going to daven at the 8:30 minyan, but now you can't. So in this situation, Aval Pishaloki Varu, Adachatzos, Mashlim Bisman Mincha here, even though the burial didn't occur till after to the afternoon, here you would be allowed and obligated to say Tushman Esrays, because the whole of the Holochia Mithilas Aisha Boz Manatvila, because you were already obligated in Shachris, and then something came up that didn't allow you to. Aval Pishaloyo Shows Ligmaratvila, even though you wouldn't have had the opportunity to finish the entire Shmona Esrei, because Makom Kivan Shechol Olav Achiyav Chayiv LaHashlem Achar Kach Hatvila Bisman Mincha. Here, since you were obligated at least part of the time, you have the right and the obligation to say two Shmona Esreis by Mincha. And in such a situation, you would also be obligated to say all the brachos of Shachar. If you didn't say them early in the morning, when you got it from your bed, because at the time that they were supposed to be said, you were chayiv, even though later on you were not able to say them because of your aninus. Sivkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Mechaber statement that if a person wants to be machmir, he's not allowed to. Pirish, the Mishnah Berurah says, Myri, we're talking here of b'she'en lo mishiyasuk b'tzorech emes. There is nobody else to take care of the tzorech emes. Or alternatively, Yanami Demayri Ruchol Gavni, we're talking under all situations, Shasaru Mibnei Kvodosho Mesa. Even if there is someone else to take care of the mace, the Mechaber is saying you shouldn't do so because it looks like a pgam against the mace that you don't feel, Shalo Yomru Meze Kalu Bieno Shal Onein, Vein Chorid Amisoso, that the person isn't upset by the loss and it's a light thing to him that this person passed away. It doesn't look good. Vizel Dasa Mechaber Atzmo Meikor Din. And this is the first opinion that the Mechaber brought down, which he says is the Ikor Din. And that which he brings down afterwards, which we said, in Mashikos of Achakach Ein Mochin, that you don't have to protest if somebody does this, wrote Salomah, this is according to Mikom Mokom Ein Anu Yecholum Limchos Mishinoi Kalhechazah, if somebody wishes to, because there is someone else taking care of all the needs of the mace, Yeshlo Mishi Ismoch, Hecho Sheshlo Mishi Ishtad, Lubishvilo Batsochi Kvur. Since technically, if somebody else is taking care of all of the needs, there are poskim that say you can go and say all of these things, so therefore we shouldn't protest if somebody does, but the Mechaber says the Ikur Din is that you should and say them even if there are other people taking care of the needs of the mace. Sifkat and Vav, he says, Bishvilo, somebody's taking care of the needs for you. Pirush Tafilu and Muta love the cover. It's your obligation to do this. Rak Shiesto Bnei Adam Achayim Shiesasku, Bishvilo Verosel Achna, as well, there are other people doing it. And he therefore says, I'll go and say Kriyashma, Ein Mochim Yadu. In this situation, you don't have to protest. And this is the opinion of the Rav Yah. It brings down the Marshal, Shaachshav Lo Nagu Kirav Yah. We don't paskin like this Rav Yah. Sifkat and Zayin, the Rav said, go look in your day, Shin Mem Aleph. The Shom Pasak, the Mishnah Berurah says that over there we paskin the Eino Rashi Lachmer B'chol Gavni. One should not be machmer and say the Kriyashma, the Chayin Iker. And this is, in fact, the din brought down the name of Yachronim. If there is a son who is an onen and there are other people taking care of it, he would be permitted to go to the shul and say kaddish over there, because this would be a kavod for the father. Everybody would agree to this, even the first opinion of the mechaber. And certainly on Shabbos and Yontif, Nebuch, if the burial is occurring after Shabbos and Yontif, he would certainly be allowed to say kaddish the davka shein avelim acherim. But this is only, of course, when there are no other avelim there. And this is in the time when only one person would say Kaddish, Avo Kiyesh Aveil Machairim Lo. In those days, only one person in Shul would say Kaddish, and that would be the person who's most obligated, and an Ovel is more obligated than an Onein, therefore only the Ovel would say it. This concludes today's Shir.